Robert Bilotti, founder and president of Novita Training, and this is L&D in 305, where in 3 to 5 minute episodes, we provide you with the answers and solutions to your learning and development questions and challenges. We at Novita Training work with a lot of newly appointed leaders in L&D, which is not surprising since typically when a new leader comes in, there's usually change or new needs and requirements, and a lot of times we're part of that solution. As a new L&D leader, you're looking to make a great first impression, obviously, but also not rock the boat too hard, so there's a delicate balance. So, with what we've learned from working with new L&D leaders, we hope these 6 tips might help you. The first thing a new L&D leader should do is nothing, at least not immediately. It's important to see how things work, even if they're not working well. By jumping in too quickly, you might understand what's going wrong, but you may not allow time to figure out why. Number 2, don't do nothing for too long. There's always the danger of paralysis by analysis, or worse, drinking the Kool-Aid, as they say, and falling into the "that's the way we always do things" trap. More than likely, you're going to identify heaps of opportunities, but it's important not to get stalled by indecision. So how do you decide what to tackle first? That's our number 3 tip. Let data help you decide. Data takes the emotions out of it, which can cloud any decision, and helps you prioritize. Try to stay away from anecdotal or conjecture or even rants by leadership. It's usually not driven by data. Data is easy to justify and should be the language of your leadership anyway if you need to have a business case for spending the budget dollars. I'm the first to agree that data is sometimes hard to come by with human capital, but it exists, and not just turnover numbers. It may require you befriending your IT department, your CRM and ERP administrators, anyone who has access to data, who can help you mine it or reconfigure the reports to get what you need. And if there's no data, then you need to create it. And no, I don't mean make up the numbers, but create mechanisms to gather the data. I mentioned rants from leadership earlier, and it's very easy to be reactive to those. But our number 4 tip is to instead be proactive. Establish that you're going to make decisions on ways to improve the performance of employees and the organization. You wouldn't tell the other heads of departments how to do their job, so there's no need to jump when one of them tells you they need training. Now, I'm not suggesting you ignore the request, but it's important to validate the request, determine if it's actually a training issue, and proactively devise the solutions. You're the expert, so demonstrate it. One way to be proactive and have a huge impact on the organization is to start with onboarding, which is our number 5 tip. I've yet to work with an organization that has an onboarding program that can't be improved. It could be an immediate win for you. It touches everybody, including senior-level people, and it gives you the chance to learn about every facet of the business. What's more, it has proven ROI, and the data is easy to obtain and measure. How easy? I actually wrote an entire chapter about it for a book called Creative Onboarding Programs that you can find on Amazon. We'll end this episode with a kiss, our final 6th tip, which stands for Keep It Simple and Straightforward. Especially when talking with other leaders, save the complicated terms and insider details for your team. For everyone else, focus on your high-level goals that connect to performance using, of course, data. So good luck in your new role. With these 6 tips, you're sure to excel, and we look forward to hearing about your success.